Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 41. This is Deidre.
I'm Lisa.
Hi, guys.
Hey, so we're back home.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, 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 dun. Mm-hmm. Basically.
And it's cold here.
What else is new?
I guess not that cold.
No.
It was supposed to snow, and it hasn't, so
no.
I'm doing okay.
But still.
Yeah. And I do actually, so at first I was, like, super depressed when we came back, and then now I'm kind of like, I like this, like, chill, slow vibe. Like, I'm appreciating it.
Right.
And then there's, like, no rude people yelling at me, being like, fuck you.
Nobody yelled at us at Huntington Beach. Why were you yelled at when I wasn't looking?
I'm trying to think.
Okay.
I don't think so.
No. Like, you even told me, like, Huntington Beach, you're like, this is very you, laid back.
I did tell that to you, yep.
It was
very chill.
I was in love just watching the ocean, which I could all day. So now I have a new life goal to live by the ocean on the west side. So you better get on board with the west side. I know you want to live on the east
right
side.
Right ahead and live on the beach.
Okay, you live in Phoenix, though. You can't be that far away.
Okay. Phoenix is fine because it is dry. There's, like, barely any water, so...
You hate water.
I hate it.
I discuss this with Deidre. She's a Pisces. So according to, like, any horoscope or astrology thing about Pisces, they're supposed to love the water.
Supposedly.
Not this one.
I can't swim, so there's one.
A, yes.
Yeah. Two, it is cold. That water is cold, and I'm already cold, so I'm not going to go in the water. Three... I didn't find it that relaxing.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I was like...
I know you're over it, but I was just...
I know. You were living your best life. You
I
were like
was.
Me when I was on sand
yes,
dunes.
Yes, and I hated life.
Where,
there.
Once again, there is no water. I think I could appreciate the beach more if I was, like, more prepared for it.
Like
have hand sanitizer.
Oh, that's all you needed.
Yeah, that's all I needed.
Okay,
hand
so next
sanitizer.
Time you bring hand sanitizer,
maybe
and you'll be okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Also, like, I look worse on the beach. Like, I, like, looked at pictures
what?
And I'm like, gross.
Okay, she's talking
Let's
about this.
Let's stay indoors.
Let me interrupt. At our resort we were staying at, there was this boy who worked there. Maybe 19.
Oh, my God.
No, maybe 19. He carried our chairs out to the beach for us because he didn't have much to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was, like, saying goodbye, and Deidre was very friendly with him. Good cop, you know.
Yeah, I had to be good cop because you weren't
talking
to him.
I just ignored this.
Yeah,
but,
you were talking. So I was like, I guess I'll step
no,
up and talk.
He looks her, like, up and down and smiles, and he would have gladly taught you, like, how to paddleboard or surf or whatever.
How to swim.
Maybe how to... Let's start there. But he was all about Deidre. And let me tell you, we went out for Halloween. She's Catwoman. Once again, when she's fucking Catwoman, like, nobody looks at me. I'm invisible. It's all about the Catwoman show.
Yeah, because I have half my face covered. That's
no.
why. Yes, it is.
Because you have your tight little, like, spandex latex suit on. And you got your little ears, and guys wanted
a
piece of that.
Okay. Well, I did appreciate how there was a bunch of cats out there. There were a bunch of people dressed as cats, let me tell you. So many cats.
So little time.
But. No one mistaked me really as a cat, except for that one guy. I was Catwoman.
Yeah,
that one guy thought you were dressed as a cat, too. He's like, ooh, cute costumes,
no.
cats. Like, get it right. I'm Catwoman.
Catwoman.
And Lisa was obviously an assassin / my bodyguard.
Yeah.
So, get it right, sir.
I was wearing my Black Widow outfit. Could not find my red wig, and I'm like, whatever. I'll just add more eyeliner on and have my hair look all good, and I'll be an assassin.
Well, and, like, people were all, like...
And nobody knows who I am when I'm Black Widow anyway, so whatever.
So whatever. And people were all like, oh, didn't you dress up as Catwoman last year? Blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? I did again.
I am Catwoman.
I am Catwoman.
So, kittens.
Kittens, assemble. This is Catwoman. No, and then I was thinking, I was like, maybe I should retire that cat suit.
No.
Also, I was thinking, maybe I should be Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman next year. Right? Get that.
Only if I'm Poison
And,
Ivy.
Ooh, yeah, let's do it.
I would love
and
it.
She also has the whip with her costume. So that's also what's like, yes.
Then boys will want you to spank them.
I'll tell
that's
them
when
that
I would
their
do
mom
it.
Should.
Do it across their face.
Do you like scars on your face?
I'm we'll boss of bitch. You're Scar.
Long live the king. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I've always wanted to be Poison Ivy. I
can see
it.
You be Poison Ivy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Easily. Like, or you could always be Sexy Penguin.
Like we Danny talked DeVito. About. Oh, my God.
All you gotta do
is have boobs out.
Boobs out.
And a beak.
And a beak.
And a beak.
And, like, webbed hands.
Oh,
scraggly hair.
I just won't wash it for a week.
Do it.
No. I've always wanted to be Poison Ivy.
Okay, done. Poison Ivy, Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman.
Okay. And like we talk about, I always seemingly have them lined up.
You do.
Not like trying to. They're just, here we go.
Mm-hmm. And you can charm venom out of a snake like your horoscope thing
that's
said.
That's what my book said.
Yeah, and I bet Poison Ivy does that too.
Yeah.
She's
and
all
she
about
kills
venom.
Them.
She's all, yeah.
I'll
that's
kill them.
Fine.
Good. Mm. We'll be somewhere where we don't live normally.
Yeah.
Fuck if they're gonna track me down. They're not getting
blood on
me.
And I have my whip
me.
So I could just like yeah. tie him up. Gotcha.
Anyway, so our trip, we very much love the beach way better than LA.
Mm. Yeah, LA was the worst.
Way more chill. Mm. Our hotel was pretty chill. They could have had better service, like the Andaz
yeah,
and Scottsdale.
Yeah, Andaz and Scottsdale's really set the
but
standard.
Did I make out with anybody at the Scottsdale in Phoenix? Or in Arizona?
No.
But did I hear? In California, I don't know where I am anymore.
Maybe.
Yes. I did.
Yeah. It happened.
I like to kiss.
I wasn't a witness, though, because I was like, I am not about
oh,
to
true.
Third wheel.
Oh, true, because he did ask me to, like, have a drink and said you could come with.
I know.
So he didn't
I
see
was
this.
Like, no.
And then I did
I was like,
the next
I get
night.
The vibe when I'm not wanted, so bye-bye.
You could check your email.
Check. Yeah. I only do that at our local bars. My email was thoroughly checked up to that point, so I was good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, when you were gone, though, like, I was like, is this, like, a Lizzie McGuire movie or, like, Mary-Kate and Ashley movie where, like, we go on these trips and then you, like, find a boy? I don't find a boy, but you find a boy.
That was this one trip we went on.
Well, wait for the next one when we'd save up more money.
No, I don't purposely, like, go looking for
oh,
boys.
Oh, no, you don't.
No,
well,
but
nor does Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. They just come. Or Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, they do.
They just step right up to them.
But I think, like, this California guy in particular, he's not used to how, like, women... How, like, I talk to him.
Oh, yeah, for
to,
sure.
Compared to, like, Californian women.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just made fun of him a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
But he liked
he
it.
He loved
that's
it.
That's what guys like.
Yeah.
I try telling you this. You need to make fun of them.
Okay, I try that.
And then build them back
okay,
up.
Okay, but here's the thing. You make fun of them with a smile.
Oh.
I make fun of them with, like, my dead bitch
like
face.
The bitch.
And they are, like, scared.
Who's
like,
this bitch?
Yeah, they are like, oh, my gosh.
Why don't
like,
you do
she
it with
is
a
such
smile?
A bitch. Like this?
With a knife.
Yeah.
Like I've said before, you have such a great smile.
Mm-hmm.
If I had that smile, I'd be flashing my pearly whites all the time.
Oh, would you?
I would. Mm. You could be in a toothpaste commercial.
Mm. There you go. No, that's
goals.
Fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
Yep, so that's why I don't deliver
but you
any
talked
of that.
To a guy you found on Tinder. You said he was kind of clingy.
Oh, yeah, we had, like, a lot of weird similarities.
And he's very good-looking.
Yeah,
tattoos.
he was okay. He was decent-looking.
Oh, but now he is getting a little too clingy for you.
Yeah, like, he's, like, messaging me all the time. And, like, he's like, well, I'll pay for half of your trip back to California. And, like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, sir. I like people that are indifferent to me.
I like when people ignore me.
I like to... I like
spilled coffee cups.
Exactly. Like, you
what's
are too
this?
Nice, obviously.
What's your problem?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
You do start wondering why.
I do, because I'm like, why?
Nice.
Yes, it's very suspicious. I'm like, you're too nice. What's wrong?
Why are you being nice to me?
Exactly. Obviously,
am
something
I being
wrong
set
with
up?
You.
Is
yeah.
this punked?
Yeah, where's Ashton Kutcher? Ugh. Right around the corner.
But all in all, we had a good trip. We mm-hmm. had anxiety, like, at the same time.
Oh, man, yeah. Synced anxiety attacks.
Synced anxiety.
Yeah.
You heard of synced periods.
Oh, no. This is synced anxiety.
Yes. Our periods have not synced up yet.
No. Because,
it's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want mine at the same time.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
But all in all, we had fun. Mm-hmm. I guess she's happy to be back. I'm not.
I wouldn't say I'm happy, but I'm okay. I like to get back to my routine.